Something always broke up the day in ways I could never have guessed, and most days offered a deviation from the usual. For example, one day after a breakfast of pancakes, I put the dishes in the sink to wash later. I changed into clean clothes and set the dirty clothes with laundry that had been sitting for days. I was lackadaisically going about ordinary tasks while ignoring others when the sea began to kick up. The waves went from the usual 6 feet to over 12 feet, and in the middle of this, a rogue wave of about 25 feet came along and knocked Commitment nearly down on her side. The mast almost in the water. Things flew around the cabin like missiles, dishes, papers, skillets, and clothes seemed to explode. But worst of all, a quart of Vermont-made maple syrup took off from its launching pad by the sink. The neck of the bottle broke and spurted syrup all over the deck, the bulkhead, the overhead, the clothes, the logbook, and seemingly everything in sight. It took nearly a week to clean up the mess, and to this day I'll bet that on humid days the fragrance of maple syrup wafts through Commitment wherever she is. I learned a good lesson, and that night I passed that lesson on to the kids in Boston and Chicago. Their parents must have told them 100 times, but I would reiterate it from shipboard experience. Clean up your room! I don't know if the kids were more interested in learning that I was plowing through the sea below the Indian Ocean toward the land down under, or if I had maple syrup in my hair.